Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here with Dr. Ramin Davidoff. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. Pleased to be with you.
And Dr. Davidoff is the co-CEO of the Permanente Federation. And as many of you know, we've talked with a lot of CEOs from healthcare, and Kaiser Permanente really has a unique model. So and in full disclosure, we recently interviewed, Greg Adams, Bernard Tyson, and even before that, I had the pleasure of interviewing George Halverson, I think about 6 or 7 times. So this is a model that is really visionary from when it was founded and is visionary today and is visionary in terms of creating the future. Dr. Davidoff, talk about what the model is.
Thank you so much. Pleased to be with you. It's a unique model. You're absolutely correct. And it's an integrated model that is truly value-based, model of care for providing the highest quality, affordable care possible for our patients and our members. It's a model that allows us to practice a brand of medicine we call Permanente Medicine, which is physician-led. Permanente Medical Group physicians and care teams practice Permanente Medicine. So all of our actions, every decision that we make as physicians are truly in the patient's best interest. And it's unique in that it's integrated, and there is a deep commitment to coordinated care where physicians are empowered to practice medicine and emphasize prevention of disease in a capitated prepaid model with aligned incentives to provide high quality, affordable care, which is what we believe delivers on that value-based system that we so highly regard. One of the other aspects of our brand and our model is that the physicians don't have to deal with prior authorization. So they don't need permission from anyone, truly, to practice the type and brand of medicine that they want to practice and they feel is in the best interest of the patient.
It's interesting because you use the word best interest of the patient. Describe in a little more detail how that model actually works from the inside, because you've been speaking about how it's physician-led, where they have the authority that they can do what's right. Maybe provide examples?
Absolutely. Would be delighted to. Well, I think it might be helpful to just kind of look at the business model to begin with. It's a prepaid care system that is led by physicians where the integrated model provides coverage by the Foundation Health Plan, and it's one of the only truly value-based care environments. And there is a tremendous emphasis on prevention. So what our physicians, not just primary care ones, but all of our physicians, including all of our specialties, are really rewarded to provide preventive care and prevent disease. So we have very active and robust programs and systems in place that will allow for optimal health outcomes. So, for example, I can tell you the effectiveness of our preventive medicine efforts, which, again, is not just for primary care physicians, but for all of our specialists, is in the area of breast cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening, cervical cancer screening, controlling high blood pressure, and comprehensive diabetes care. And these are just a few of our examples that I could share with you very directly, which all of our physicians are truly responsible for. So to provide an example, I'm a urologist. I'm a trained urologist. I practiced for 25 years. I manage urologic issues all the time, every day, and I also make sure that my patients that come to see me get flu vaccinations. If they need a breast cancer screening, that they are provided with the resources, and an appointment to go ahead and get their breast cancer screening done, similarly with cervical cancer and similarly with colorectal cancer screening. And so what we have is a system that is allows our physicians to provide that care with the best intentions for the patient's ultimate health outcomes.
And what's interesting there is when you talk so much about preventive, and it seems to me that a lot of the structure of and finances of healthcare are backwards, where they're focused on a reimbursement and keeping people in the hospital, how's your length of stay, and the DRGs. But you're, in a sense, shifting the model, and you're focusing on saying, how do we keep people out of the hospital?
That's exactly correct. For us, success looks like keeping the patients healthy, to prevent disease, to diagnose disease early, if there, and to execute on treatment plans and keeping them out of the hospital and ultimately delivering outstanding quality outcomes. Our success is not dictated by margins, quite frankly. We believe that margins take care of themselves if you provide high quality care. And so it's a different model. There are many other systems out there that are different than ours that also provide high quality care. However, I truly believe in our brand of medical care delivery, which does deliver outstanding quality outcomes.
And if you were to look at the healthcare system in the United States of America, what is it that is most important to change? What are we getting wrong as we try to get quality outcomes and reduce cost concomitantly?
I think the movement more and more towards value is critical, and I believe that's what's missing. Value to me is defined as prevention, obviously, but also resolving issues for patients with the fewest possible touch points. In systems that are not like ours, what is the driver of a majority of the work that happens is more and more touch points, because more and more touch points generate more and more revenue. Now, oftentimes that also translates to good quality, but sometimes it doesn't. Our focus is providing value. That means to resolve issues with the fewest possible touch points, keeping the patients out of the hospital, keeping the patients out of the doctor's offices as much as possible. That's what we believe provides true value, and I believe that's what's missing in the healthcare system in the United States. So I truly encourage more of a drive towards a value-based care environment in the entire country. And I know that's not easy to institute, but I do think it's possible. Our system is a prime example of that.
A quick clarification. There is the Permanente Federation. And just describe what that is within the Kaiser Permanente world, just so everyone has an understanding of that.
Terrific question. There are several Permanente medical groups. For example, there is a Southern California Permanente medical group for which I'm the executive medical director. There's also a Permanente medical group in Northern California, as well as in Hawaii, in the Northwest, in the Washington state, in Colorado, in Georgia, in the mid-Atlantic states. These are all independent, autonomous, Permanente medical groups. The Permanente Federation is an entity that brings all of these medical groups under one umbrella. I am fortunate and privileged to be a co-CEO of the Permanente Federation, which has the accountability of overseeing all of these Permanente medical groups. And what we do as a part of the Federation is bring best practices together from a clinical standpoint, from a quality standpoint, from a business standpoint, from an ability to be able to scale best practices, as well as our IT infrastructure and our digital capabilities to be able to scale them across the entire medical group landscape within Kaiser Permanente. So it's an awesome responsibility which the Federation oversees and does so very effectively for the entire Permanente medical groups.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the concept of managing physicians. How do you do that? Not all CEOs are managing physicians, and it's a different model. You'll hear about that very soon. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Ramin Davidoff, who is the co-CEO of the Permanente Federation. So let's talk about physicians, and you manage, I think, over tens of thousands. What is your leadership philosophy on managing non-physicians, and what is your leadership philosophy on managing physicians? Perhaps there's overlap, perhaps there isn't. We'd love to hear from you.
I do think there's a lot of overlap. And to me, the common theme comes around a purpose for doing work in the healthcare field. I have the privilege of being a physician in the Southern California Permanente Medical Group. I've practiced urology in this group for more than 24 years, and I've started in the organization as a frontline physician. And that is one of the key things about physician leadership, is that the growth and the hiring of the leaders in the organization happens from within. I believe that physicians truly respect those who have been part of the system, who have worked in the clinics, in the operating rooms, in the surgical suites, the procedural suites, have grounded in the hospitals, in the organization, and that level of mutual respect allows for me to be able to be out there, truly understand what their day-to-day work and function and truly their barriers and frustrations are, and for me to be able to help manage those issues for them so that they can practice the best brand of medicine that they can. I believe in a servant leadership model. It's at the core of everything that I do and many of the other leaders in the organization do. I believe in our business model, and I practice through truth, being able to be very truthful with our physicians, establishing trust, and that comes through with transparency, availability, visibility, and showing the integrity of being committed to this medical group and to the organization. That allows me to be able to be the leader and the executive medical director for this outstanding organization in such a way that does engender trust with those physicians. And in addition, with our non-physician staff, we truly consider our non-physician staff as a part of our care team. We believe that a team-based approach in healthcare is critical. None of us would be successful in healthcare if it wasn't for being part of a great team. I'm a huge sports enthusiast, and I know what it takes to be a good functioning team where every member of the team is viewed as an integral member who's valued, trusted, and respected for what they bring to the team. And that's our philosophy in this organization. And so leading physicians and non-physicians, it brings with it its own unique challenges, as well as opportunities, which I truly embrace. However, it really comes down, in my opinion, of having a purpose. If you have a purpose, if you feel truly that you're contributing to the overall cause, which in our organization is keeping our patients healthy, everyone really rallies around that. That's my leadership philosophy. And again, it's through openness, it's through visibility, it's through availability and genuine, real conversations with our physicians and non-physician staff, through making connections in every possible way, through bi-directional communication with everyone in the organization, both physician and non-physician, and making sure that they know that I trust them to do their jobs. And I obviously am very optimistic about healthcare and the future of healthcare, but I also balance that with being real with them and painting a picture of the reality of the healthcare landscape for all involved so that they know what we know and they can contribute to the effort of making the organization successful.
When you talk about that electronic medical records, of course, you're talking a lot about the future and about the amount of time that physicians spend. When you talk about Health Connect, that is a core component with Kaiser. So let's tie this all together and share, if you will, what your vision of healthcare in America should be.
Wonderful. Well, Health Connect is our electronic health record, and we've had it in place since 2005. We were one of the first very large systems that established a electronic health record, and it's been revolutionary. I think it's magnificent that a system as large as ours, with a multidisciplinary, multi-specialty integrated model, where every physician, every member of the healthcare team in numerous geographies can go to a single electronic health record and have access in a very private fashion and confidential fashion, of course, but have access to the records of a patient. I think that's incredible, and I really applaud healthcare industry's efforts to go towards the electronic health record. And the ability to capture data for our patient populations and use that data through our electronic health record to deliver on useful information to be able to take care of patients in a better way, in a more efficient way, in a higher quality way, is the promise of future of the future. So Health Connect, I think, is absolutely essential. It will pave the way for us to be able to use digital technology, for example, for use of remote monitoring and being able to monitor our patients from a remote fashion so they don't always have to come in and be seen, using technology and in terms of the being able to more efficiently deliver care using technology, which is assisted through our electronic health records, and ultimately to incorporate artificial intelligence into our system, or what we call augmented intelligence now, to be able to use machine learning, natural language processing, and other augmented intelligence-enabled tools to assist us to improve the patient care experience. All of this is enabled through our electronic health record, and that is a very key development in the natural history of healthcare delivery in the United States.
And there you've heard it. That is the future of healthcare in America. Dr. Davidoff, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Been a privilege.
And everyone, think about this. There's really three core components to the future. One is teamwork. Two is value-based. But three, at the core, is the significant shift to preventative. See you next week.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Charles Gibb. How are you, Charles?
Very well, thank you, Robert. Very well indeed.
and a pleasure to be with you. Charles is the CEO of North America of Fever Tree. Now, this is the leading mixer, really, in the world at the highest quality. Talk about what the brand really is.
The brand has sort of started with this idea of how to make, you know, every drink taste better. And you do that by applying the same philosophy, the same mentality, and the same sourcing, you know, philosophies as the premier wines and spirit brands, and particularly the spirit brands. And our founders, what they saw was there was a real gap in the market as spirits were premiumizing. People were talking more about ingredients. They were talking more about their natural sourcing. They talk endlessly about their distillation and their aging techniques. And then I always like to say then the last thing that happens to a great gin or a great vodka or a great rum, whiskey, bourbon, whatever it happens to be, is a bartender squirts a whole load of high fructose corn syrup, artificial ingredients, and destroys the work of this amazing distiller. And so our founders really saw this, there was a huge opportunity in the market to premiumize the mixer in the same way that premium spirits were growing at the time. And so their original product was launched in 2005, which was a tonic water, not surprisingly for two British guys. And since then, the business has expanded and grown into ginger beer, ginger ale, and now into grapefruits, and most recently now into margarita and Bloody Mary mixers. So we've really expanded beyond the, you know, simple tonic origins to now being a total mixer business.
And it's a really important thing. I had a friend, Dick Rutledge, and when we go out to drink, he'd only drink scotch. He'd carry his own ice cubes. And I said, well, you know, it's going to melt, Dick, and why are you doing that? He says, I'm not going to let their ice cubes water it down. And that's the same concept you have, really.
100%. It's about, you know, we always say we make every drink taste better. It doesn't matter whether you're drinking, you know, Smirnoff Absolute or Belvedere Vodka. Fever Tree is going to make it taste better. And indeed, whilst I was running Belvedere Vodka, I always insisted that any event that we ran anywhere in the world, if Fever Tree was present in that market, then we had to use Fever Tree mixers because I knew our guests would then leave having had a fantastic drinking experience. And I think that's actually how I came into this business and into this job, was the fact that, you know, I tried it, I loved it, and I wasn't going to go back in my personal life. So why not come and see if we can make a difference, you know, professionally?
Yeah, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about, because you've been a global CEO numerous times, and now you're shifting to be a CEO of North America. But let's stay on that original topic. We're talking about tonics. So I had the real privilege this last week of being at Highclere Castle and was able to meet Lady Carnarvon, who was, as you probably know, is absolutely spectacular. And so there, we were all drinking Highclere gin, and I know the company very well. The founder, Adam, is amazing guy, and it's the highest of quality I've tasted. So talk about what you do in supplement, because you used to be in the alcohol business, and now you've shifted to be in the non-alcohol business and the ingredient business.
I think, you know, what we do is, I always say we try and, you know, we go back to that original vision. How do we make every drink taste better? And for the American consumer, that's very different to, let's say, a UK consumer. Your gin is prevalent everywhere across the UK. You think about British people and you think about the history of gin and tonic and the role that that's played, and people talk about it being a cornerstone of the British Empire and all the rest of it. But today, you know, my job is really to look at the American consumer. And what does the American consumer drink? They drink a lot of tequila. They drink a lot of bourbon. They drink a lot of scotch. They drink a lot of rum. They drink Canadian and Irish whiskies. They drink a bit of mezcal. And they also drink gin. And obviously vodka is prevalent right the way throughout. So our job is to really think about how do we stimulate and excite the American consumer about this brand. And, you know, the way we've done that is to launch products specifically targeted against the likes of tequila. And I'll talk about tequila because it's the hottest spirit in America over the last, you know, 5 years or so. And it's the one that's the most premiumized. So we launched, for example, a sparkling pink grapefruit to make the ideal low-calorie sparkling Paloma drink. We've launched a sparkling lime and yuzu. To really target that ranch water, which is tequila and club soda with a big lime wedge stuck in there. But we've elevated that by adding some Japanese yuzu in there. And again, making that drink more and more sophisticated. And we just launched a sparkling Sicilian lemonade. And that's interesting because that mixes very well with vodka. So vodka and lemonade or with bourbon. And again, bourbon and lemonade is a big drink. And in both those cases, we've also launched them as low-calorie drinks, which really fits into that consumer trend of looking for authenticity, looking for real ingredients, looking for products which are non-GMO, which Fever-Tree is, but also wanting to control their calorie intake. And so we're able to actually, if you just use Fever-Tree and a spirit, you can actually make a delicious, you know, full-tasting cocktail. And it still hits under 100 calories. And if you look at what a lot of the beer companies talk about, they talk about under 100 calories in terms of their drinking. So there's real kind of a deliberate focus on how do we then go after the American consumer with what they're drinking and what they're after.
Let's go back into that about what's hot. And I know you mentioned tequila, and years ago I interviewed J.P. DeZoria, who founded Patron, and back then it was really hot, but I was not aware it is the hottest. But I do agree that people are doing a lot of mixes now. What would you say is the hottest mix that you are seeing? And I know you'll do something that involves Fever-Tree, of course, but it seems like these are very authentic, and they're going to be under 100 calories. What would you say the number one trending is that in the next 3 years is going to be the hottest in America?
I think, I mean, what you see an awful lot, and I think, you know, there's been a few trends of late. Now, the mule trend, so ginger beer starts with vodka, so you get a, you know, what used to be a Moscow mule or a vodka mule, and you've watched that mule expand into, you know, tequila for a Jalisco mule, a Kentucky mule with bourbon, Irish mule with Irish whiskey. And you've watched this mule that started off as a vodka drink expand into a number of different occasions. We've certainly seen, you know, the Paloma. You know, the margarita is still the number one cocktail in America. So, you know, in terms of scale and size, margarita is huge. What is still growing very fast, I think, is Paloma. And that's obviously introducing a grapefruit. But I think you'll see an awful lot of twists on Palomas. You know, my favorite one is actually using a bit of ginger beer and a bit of grapefruit. So I take a third of tequila, a third of the ginger beer, and a third of the sparkling pink grapefruit. And what I get then is I get those wonderful citrus characters coming in, and I get the ginger beer coming in. Now, what you'll see is people will start to, and as bartenders get more and more creative in and around the Paloma, they'll expand and they'll push that into different areas. And so I think that's where you're going to see, certainly in the next couple of years, that's going to be very strong and very prevalent. I think the other thing is, you know, if you look at, again, if you look at what's most trending, you know, the vodka soda, the tequila soda, they're very simple drinks, but consumers love them. And they love them because, A, they get the taste of their spirit straight onto the palate. But secondarily, you know, there's very low in calories. I think finding ways, and that's what we try to do here, finding ways to add a little bit of flavor, a little bit of personality, a little bit of extra taste actually makes those drinks even more delicious.
And by the way, I commend you. We're about to take a commercial break. But if you look at your growth, when you came in, you were number three in the spaces, and you're number one in each of the spaces now in like tonics and ginger beer. So congratulations on that. We're taking a commercial break. When we're back with Charles Gibb, we're going to ask him a question about, he's been a global CEO and he shifted over to being in North America. What drove that decision? Because it's a big decision, like back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, where we speak on the CEO show with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Charles Gibb, who is the CEO of North America Fevertree. So I want to ask you, you've been a global CEO. You've been for, I think, about three decades a leader in the spirits, and you shifted from number one, from being global CEO to North America. So I thank you. You understand the power of our nation. And number two is you shifted out of spirits into the compliment and getting the highest quality of compliment. What drove those decisions emotionally?
I think I was running, I had the privilege and pleasure of running Belvedere Vodka, which is part of the LVMH group of companies. And I've been running that business and brand for 9 years. And I always used to describe myself as a Scotsman, running a Polish vodka, working for a French company, living in New York, married to an Australian with two slightly confused children. And, I had a boss in Paris, a distillery in Poland, and Belvedere Vodka was on sale in 120 countries around the world, which meant that I wasn't home very much. And I was missing out, frankly, on my kids growing up. I was spending an awful lot of time traveling. And I was spending an awful lot of time out very late at night, because the vodka business is a late night business, not an early evening business. And so that was one aspect of it. I think the other bit was, which is sort of the, if you like, the push side. And certainly the pull side from the family was, we really want to see more of our dad and our husband. And then on the other side of it, I've always loved startup environments. I loved, I was involved in a startup of Diageo's business in Poland. I was involved in the startup of Moët Hennessy's business in Australia. And here was the opportunity to start, Fevertree's first ever global subsidiary here in the U.S., and having worked obviously with the brand, on the other side of the drink, as it were, I had huge respect for the founders. I had huge respect for the brand. I had huge respect for what they were trying to achieve. And yet I could see that the brand wasn't yet it still had a huge amount of growth to achieve here in the US market. And so the opportunity of starting a company from scratch, the opportunity of, if you like, limiting my geographic scope to only looking at North America versus being endlessly dragged around the world, the opportunity to be able to do something sort of fairly transformational in your career is always quite a significant honor, and I feel I got that in Poland with Diageo. I got that in Australia when we set up Moët Hennessy Australia. And I really feel, 5.5 years later, I'm really getting that with Fevertree in North America.
So based on going through that, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs, to professionals about their career and about product?
I would say don't be afraid to change course. I mean, I've changed course a couple of times. I've always said when I was younger, I would always say I'm globally mobile, because globally mobile essentially is a great way of saying to people, I'm open to opportunity. And without saying that, I wouldn't have ended up in Poland. I wouldn't have ended up living in Australia for 9 years. I wouldn't have met my wife as a result. And I wouldn't have ended up here living in the US, where I've been living now since 2009. And I think that whatever your expression is for being open to change or open to new things, is fundamental, or has been certainly a cornerstone of my kind of belief in change and development.
So, and you did something, Charles, really cool. When you took over as CEO, you did this thing called a DNA document, which I haven't heard of before. I've interviewed over 1,000 of top CEOs, never heard of the DNA document. Talk what that is and how CEOs could use something like that.
Well, you know, we often talk about the DNA. You know, we talk about the DNA of a human being. We talk about the DNA of a brand. What are the fundamental things that make that brand tick? And when I was, you know, when we were launching Fevertree North America, I sat down and I wrote, it's only on one slide, a few statements that I really wanted people to embody, to embrace, and that would become the cornerstone of the culture of our organization. And if you like, as opposed to being a, this is our culture statement, this is a statement of culture done through the personality of people that and the type of organization I wanted, you know, I want us to be, and some of the qualities therefore we look for when we're recruiting people. And we use this DNA document still today to A, reinforce the environment, the culture that we want to have at Fevertree North America. And secondarily, we use it a lot in our recruitment process. We're looking for people who are proud and passionate, but they're not arrogant, because pride and passion can overspill into arrogance at times. You know, we're looking for people who are confident yet humble, because confidence and humility should balance each other out. I love talking about people who are incessantly curious, because incessant curiosity for me drives innovation. And if you look at our, you know, if I look at our founders, if I look at my boss who started the company, you know, he is insatiably curious. He's always asking questions. He's always trying to find out the new thing. He's always trying to interrogate things more deeply. You know, incessant curiosity, yes, is about innovation and marketing, but it can be about supply chain or route to market or, you know, the way we act with our people. So, we wrote, or I wrote that DNA document. The leadership team have kind of tweaked it and adjusted it, but the core tenets of what we wrote in, you know, 2018 still hold true today.
So, Charles, final question. What is the website, as I'm assuming a lot of people will want to find out about it?
Sure. It's www.fever-tree.com.
Could have guessed that. Well, Charles, I want to congratulate you on your tremendous success going from number 3 to number 1, on your career transfer, and being in a truly exciting market at the right time. A great pleasure speaking with you today.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Robert. Really enjoyed it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.